turn our attention a little north and west of Denver, and we are going to talk about this place called Niwot, Colorado. It's named after an Arapaho chief, Chief Niwot, which means left hand. But we have a lot of fun with the name because it just sounds good. It sounds unique. Niwot, Colorado. On the line with us, Howard Tripita, who is a kind of a masterminding what's called Jazz on 2nd Avenue. It's free. It's under the stars, under the daylight, under the beautiful sky. It's a great weekend, and it's tomorrow right there in Niwot, Colorado. So from Niwot, Howard Tripita, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Carlos.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
It's a town of 4,000 people, and you're probably doubling or tripling that this weekend.
Yeah, we hope to.
Nice. We know you from the restaurant there, but thank you, man, for your passion for jazz and in putting this festival together for what? It's fourth year?
It is our fourth year.
And why do you do it?
Oh, it brings the community together. Music, like being part of KUVO's family. Niwot's very removed. It's not a part of the hub. It's on this outer layer of Boulder. And, you know, you have food and wine. And when you bring music into play, that really equals community to me.
Yeah, what's not to like? It's about halfway between Boulder and Longmont on Highway 119. And you can also get to it from I-25. Just take Highway 52 over, and you'll get there. You'll find it. Just roll down your windows and listen for the beat.
That's right.
The great lineup. But I want to talk a little bit about tonight, because there's a great jazz education component tonight as a part of Jazz on 2nd Avenue.
Yeah, but Colorado Jazz, what spun out of and evolved out of Jazz on 2nd Avenue with Brad Good, Gene Meluani, and Julie Steinauer, we've all put together this Colorado Jazz Group. And underneath Colorado Jazz Group, it's now a 501c3, we have Jazz on 2nd Avenue. And last night, we had the Colorado Jazz Group Lions, and they'll be performing tonight as well at 7 to 9. So the artists, Jeff Kaufman, Mars Williams, D. Alexander, all came in, and they practiced with the young kids, the students, last night, and they also played here at Tripita's last night. Hmm. And they're ready to put on a great show for you, everyone, tonight.
And you have a chance to dialogue with the musicians. They sort of take a little break in between the songs and break down some of what they're doing?
Yes, they're going to do a Q&A, inside scoop on what jazz is. They'll talk to the audience, they'll take questions. And that's the beauty. Last week, Saturday night, when Donald Harrelson had the students up there, you know, that made my night. It's made me feel great about what Colorado Jazz Group and Jazz on 2nd Avenue is doing.
The website, jazzon2ndav.com. The full lineup there. Great lineup, in fact. D. Alexander, Jeff Coffin, and the Mutet. Man, I don't know what a Mutet is.
Yeah, well, it's a mutation of what he's composing, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Howard, you always got an answer. That's what I love about you. The man makes it look so easy. Walks around.
We're setting up now.
Yeah, but walks around with his glass of wine, smiling, enjoying. Yeah. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. And you know, Steve was pointing out the lineup this year is awesome. I mean, this is the kind of music that's meant to be played outdoors.
Yeah, it is. And I just, Donald Harrelson, he opened up the show last Saturday night, and he said, we are a jazz band, but we play many other styles of music. And that's what this event is as well. It's a jazz fest, but we're playing many styles of music.
Yeah. 2nd Avenue, closed off, great one to bring the chair to, no restrictions there on the kind of, just bring a folding chair. They've got a few chairs there. Might be a little dance and breakout. Conjunto Colores, Ron Miles, Liquid Soul from Chicago. Steve Kowalczyk, you mentioned him, who comes down from Greeley, and the Young Lions. How about that, man? Excited about this weekend show.
Oh, thank you.
And D. Alexander, can't say enough about this lady who really has not played Denver. I mean, if she has, it got past me, and here she is in Niwot this Saturday, and she is going to be the next really prominent name on the jazz scene in terms of vocalist, because she's her interpretations of great songs, everything from Hendrix to Dinah Washington, is amazing.
Wow, wow, wow. We're looking forward to it. Listening to Kuvo, it just educates me, and just listening to what you're saying right now, I know we're in for a great weekend. Thanks to Brad Good, he brings these great artists in. He knows what he's doing with keeping the caliber tight here.
You'll see links to the Jazz on 2nd Avenue Festival when you visit us at KUVO.org. Howard Trepeda putting it all together. You got your cell phone charged up and your walkie-talkie. You're ready to go?
Yeah, no walkie-talkie, but we're good. I just want to stay tuned for the Colorado Jazz Group and follow up on what we're doing. We plan on putting together a big band and taking that to the schools, and we really plan on doing some great things. Along the side of KUVO as well.
We'll follow up on the Colorado Jazz Group. Thank you, Howard.
Steve, Carlos, thank you so much for having us on.